I'm Phil Nee with sports. Fenimore held on for a 41-38 win over Riverdale in boys basketball last night. The Chieftains put forth a great effort against a team they had lost to by 34 points last Thursday night. Last evening, Riverdale led 21-19 at halftime and battled back from an 8-point second-half deficit. They had a late shot that missed for a lead in the last seconds. Fenimore's Reese Kelly made two free throws with 2 seconds remaining to give the Golden Eagles a 3-point lead. The Chieftains missed a half-court shot for a tie at the end of the game. Chieftains sophomore Bevan Dennis hit 5 3-pointers and wound up with 20 points to lead all scorers. Henry Drone added 8, Owen Blankenship 5, Chase Chitwood 3, and Enrel Gantula with 2. Riverdale totaled 7 3-pointers, and they went 5 for 7 from the free throw line. Fenimore was paced by Jude Kinney with 13 and Brady Roth with 9. The Golden Eagles had 6 3-pointers, and they went 7 for 12 from the line. The visitors prevailed in the JV game 47-24 over Riverdale. The Chieftain varsity team is now 2-17 with a loss and 1-10 in the league following the 41-38 loss to Fenimore. They will host Boscobel tonight for Riverdale's senior night. The Golden Eagles are 6-5 in the conference, 8-10 overall. They will play at Mineral Point coming up this evening. Last night, Sauk Prairie was a victor against River Valley, 70-45. Highland over Benton, 80-59. Toma, 83-37 over Viroqua. River Ridge, 80. Shoalsburg, 51. Belmont, 57. Cassville, 55. Pecatonica, 90. Judah, 42. Girls basketball, it was River Valley over Iowa Grant, 47-32. Wazika Steuben, 85. Boscobel, 51. Lancaster, 61. Fenimore, 39. Wunniwuk Center over Seneca, 39-28. Royal, 59. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 27. Mineral Point, 51-39 over Belmont. And Holman, 54. Toma, 20. Tonight in area basketball, boys action has Viroqua at River Valley. Broadhead plays at Dodgeville. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston will play at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at DeSoto, Ithaca at Kickapoo, Seneca at Lafarge. Belmont travels to Lancaster. New Lisbon is at Bangor in the Scenic Bluffs, Hillsboro at Cashton, Wunniwuk Center at Royal. Reedsburg plays at Lodi, and elsewhere, the SWAL features Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Riverdale, Fenimore at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Southwestern. In girls basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge, Lafarge at North Crawford, Reedsburg visits McFarland, Highland at Belmont. It's also River Ridge at Benton, Portage at Baraboo. Wunniwuk Center travels to Royal, Bangor at New Lisbon, Darlington at Dodgeville, Boscobel travels to Ithaca for girls basketball, and our featured game tonight on the radio, Viroqua, plays at Richland Center. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 7:15. One other note tonight in girls basketball action, it will be Highland playing at Belmont, and that will be a game that will start at 6:30. It is varsity only this evening. In Major Bowling League action last night, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 35-94. Cardinal CG, 35-46. New York Life, 34-51. Cardinal CG, a 12-26. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-20. Lonesome Dove Tavern, an 11-73. Top series, Todd Gruber, a 6-99. Jonathan Cornell was 146 over average with a 6-95. And Chris Pardoon rolled a 6-66. Todd Gruber led the way with a high game of 266. Chris Pardoon had a 262. And Jonathan Cornell a 259 in the Major Bowling League. It was Stephen Curry with a season-high 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-111. Despite 38 from Damian Lillard, Milwaukee has lost 8 of its last 10. The team is playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is expected to be sidelined until after the NBA All-Star game. New Bucks player Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. Timberwolves. Bucks GM John Horst says trading Chris Middleton was the toughest decision of his career because of everything the three-time All-Star has done for the franchise. Trading Middleton to the Wizards brought Kyle Kuzma to Milwaukee, put the Bucks under the second salary cap apron, giving them the flexibility to make other moves during the offseason. Horst says he believes the moves he made last week should make Milwaukee more dangerous this season, adding that ownership didn't ask him to lower the payroll. Elsewhere, Cleveland was a winner against Minnesota, 128-107. San Antonio, 131. Washington, 121. Atlanta over Orlando, 112-106. Boston beat Miami, 103-85. Brooklyn, 97. Charlotte, 89. Oklahoma City over New Orleans, 137-101. Sacramento won in overtime over Dallas, 129-128. Denver, 146. Portland, 117, and the Lakers beat Utah, 132-113. College basketball getting back to it tonight. Marquette will be in action as they will be hosting DePaul. This week's AP College Basketball poll shows Wisconsin's two major college teams moving in opposite directions with a couple of wins. The Badgers have jumped five positions to number 16. Only Arizona and Ole Miss improved more. Riding a three-game losing streak, Marquette fell seven spots to number 18. The Golden Eagles were rated among the top 10 programs for more than 2 months. As mentioned, they play at home tonight against DePaul. The Badgers don't have another game until Saturday when they travel to Purdue. Badger football cornerback Nizir Forcarine has won an additional year of college eligibility in a courtroom. The ruling follows similar decisions in court affecting other college players. The All-American Forcarine's legal victory represents a major change in NCAA eligibility guidelines. It establishes a precedent for such cases coming up in the future. The Brewers will wear a patch on the uniforms this season, memorializing iconic announcer Bob Uecker. The patch unveiled yesterday carries Uecker's signature over a baseball encircled by a ring of plaid. The plaid brings memories of the colorful sports coats the legendary Uke wore whenever he appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The team promises other events and actions to honor the beloved announcer this summer. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.